There is earthly living and there's heavenly living. Even on earth here, we can have heavenly living. So why do we fail to see God working in the world sometimes? We look for God in all the wrong places, of course. The Apostle Paul tells us today that we walk by faith, not by sight. And when it comes to faith, when we walk by sight, we're going to miss everything God has to offer us. We have to use eyes of faith. Scripture is full of examples of people missing God in the details of the world. For instance, Elijah. I like all this Elijah story. Up on the mountain, God came to him. The wind crushed the rocks, but God was not in that. There's an earthquake, but God wasn't in that either. And there's a fire. God was not in the fire either. But then God came in a whisper, and that's when Elijah knew it. He had a whisper of God. It was probably pretty eerie at that time. He knew God was there. I also like the story of the army commander, the Syrian army commander, Naaman. Naaman was healed by the prophet Elisha. He said, "Go of leprosy, go dip yourself into the Jordan River seven times. You will be cured." Well, the Naaman, he was offended by that. He wanted pomp and circumstance. God should be healing me in a big way, not dipping seven times into the Jordan River. But he did what he was told, and he was healed. You can imagine taking offense at being healed in a small way. God's in the details, always has been, always will be. So where do we look for God? If we're looking for God in the majesty and the pomp and the circumstances, we're going to miss him because he's in the whisper, as Elijah found out, as Naaman found out. He's in the whisper of these things. As people, we may feel we need the best of words, but we don't. How else do we get God's attention but grand gestures, praying with many words? We already have God's attention. Maybe he wants us in the whisper, in the silence. We distract ourselves from encountering God when we get too extravagant. Scripture tells us that grace abounds in our human weakness precisely because we walk by faith, not by sight. And Jesus tells us in the Gospels today, the mustard seed. I heard once you could put 1,000 mustard seeds in a little thimble. It's that small. Yet it turns into this monstrous bush where it houses the birds. It gives shelter to many things. The original mustard seed was the upper room at the Pentecost. Look what it did today. The church of God, 2 billion strong, came from that mustard seed in the upper room, and then all the saints in between. To me, the mustard seed is a story of the saints. Each one of us, each one of them was a mustard seed. They didn't start out great. They started out as babies, just like Jesus started out as a baby, born into obscurity. The obscure life, God planted the smallest of seeds, gave them growth until they became the largest of flourishing branches. We're all mustard seeds. Jesus talks about the growth of grain too. Even as a farmer, when I was farming, the corn got planted, never paid much attention to it after that. Don't know how it grew. It got planted in the dirt. Oh, get some rain. Before long, it was a blade. Before long, all of a sudden, it was knee high, shoulder high. I don't know how it was working. We just let it alone. God gives the growth. That's like what we are. We don't know how it happens. We do now with cell replication. They didn't know back then. The ear comes. The grain comes. How? God gives us the growth. We're the same thing. How? We mature, we grow in knowledge of God. Before you know it, the saints grew in wisdom, they grew in goodness, and they planted other seeds along the way, nurturing them while God gave the growth. Look at a couple of our super saints, Francis of Assisi, still bearing fruit today, left his city, walked down the hill naked, into the valley with nothing, absolutely nothing. And he started building a church. Soon he had followers, and he's become one of the most influential saints there is. It was God who gave the day-to-day growth for him to become that super saint. We know not how, except trying to live a holy life, but God gave the growth. Mother Teresa started the Missionaries of Charity. She hopped off a train in Calcutta. God gave the growth. By the time she died, she had 4,000 sisters, and then 4,000 in her contemplative order. She had orphanages, hospices. She took care of anything and everyone. That seed grew from the many grace-filled hours she devoted to the work of the Lord. It was the small and insignificant things turning into the most extraordinary things. We can never think of ourselves as too small or too insignificant. Mustard seeds like us are God's way, and there is no other.